AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. To start off the week at former President Donald Trump's hush money trial, the judge announced Trump is being fined $1,000 for violating a gag order. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
In his most explicit warning yet, Judge Juan Merchan told Donald Trump that he is seriously considering putting the former president in jail if he continues to violate the gag order in his hush money case. Trump sat forward in his seat, glaring at the judge as he handed down the ruling, a $1,000 fine for comments made in an April 22nd TV interview about the jury's purported political leanings. Afterward, Trump shook his head twice and crossed his arms. That fine on top of the $9,000 from last week. Before the ruling, Trump had this to say entering court.
He's taken away my constitutional right to speak.
The judge found three other comments did not rise to the level of violations. Julie Walker, New York.
Also from New York, Columbia University says it is canceling its large university-wide commencement ceremony, but will hold smaller school-based ceremonies this week and next week. Columbia has been the scene of pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Israel's army is ordering Palestinians to evacuate parts of Rafah. Here's the AP's Karen Shamas.
The military ordered 100,000 people to move to a nearby area called Mawasi. The evacuation order is a sign that a long-promised ground invasion of Rafah could be imminent. The United States, Israel's closest ally, has repeatedly urged Israel not to carry out the invasion, saying it does not have a credible plan to protect civilians. Overnight, an Israeli military strike on Rafah killed at least 20 people, including several women and children, according to hospital officials. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia's defense ministry says it plans to hold drills, simulating the use of battlefield nuclear weapons. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street as last week's rush of market-moving events gives way to what could be a quieter week. The S&P 500 was up 0.5% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow rose 153 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.7%. Markets rallied late last week on hopes that a cooling job market could help convince the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates later this year. This week will bring speeches from several Federal Reserve officials, a preliminary report on consumer sentiment, and earnings reports from Disney and Uber. Treasury yields were holding steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note was little changed at 4.5%. Seth Zutel, New York.
Boeing is counting down for its first astronaut launch after years of struggle. NASA test pilots Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams are set to climb into Boeing's Starliner capsule for the nighttime liftoff from Cape Canaveral in Florida to the International Space Station. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.